This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to open the phones up for first-time callers. I'd like to hear from military people, police officers, you name it, with a view on the footage. The shooters, we're already hearing that they're actors with no evidence of that, and I'm being attacked as a government stooge by commenters on InfoWars.com. Show me some evidence. Sandy Hook is as phony as a $3 bill. I caught blue screens, the same kids going back into school. We have top school safety experts that wrote the book on it saying it's fake. On and on and on for days. But it's not all fake, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot of real stuff out there. And let me tell you, them shooting that cop in the head, that looks real. I mean, I've had to shoot animals that have been chewed up by coyotes and are half alive, cows, you name it, deer that are caught up in fences. I know what it looks like when you walk up and shoot a mammal in the head at close. That's exactly what it looks like. Looks, I tell you, or it's special effects then. See, we're over here trying to find reality. We're not conspiracy theorists. Then you've got the establishment that puts out its own delusions, and then people online that think they can put out whatever reality they want. I'm looking for the real reality. Rob, do any take of finishing up on your wife and then trying to induce her or whatever, and then any comments on this situation that just took place in Paris?
Well, with the video there, you can actually see the ricochet coming. I guess it either went through the guy's head or behind, but you can see something hit the sidewalk, you know, following the path of the bullet. So I don't think that's fake at all. That looks like totally real what happened.
Well, deer get caught a lot in fences, cattle fences, and you'll see one in total pain, sometimes tied up for a week in a fence. You go and shoot it in the head. I mean, I haven't taken pleasure in a cow that had its back broken and coyotes have been eating on it. It was still alive. They ate it the back first. I shot it in the head. I mean, I am proud of it. I took it out of its misery, but I know what it looks like. It looks real to me.
Yeah. And then with what you were talking about with getting induced, with my third son, when he was born, the doctor wanted to induce my wife. And she was already in labor, and they wanted to break her water to make it speed up the process. And I personally believe it was because the doctor wanted to, you know, she was there for 8 hours, and she wanted it to be done in her shift and didn't.
See,
you know,
it's one thing if you're in labor already. That's bad enough. What about when you're not in labor and they induce it?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's... There's so many other things that can happen. With my first son, there was an army of specialists that came in because she had a blood pressure issue that came in and were standing there in the back of the hospital, of the room. And I said, what are these guys here for? And they were just all standing there. She goes, well, they're here in case anything happens. I'm like, what? What could happen? After the baby was born, fine, they all march out. That was a $10,000 bill for having those guys just stand there. $10,000.
Yeah, so they're screw job by the hospitals. They're screw jobs by the insurance companies. Now their answer is a bigger screw job called Obamacare.
Exactly. And then with this, the flu video, if you watch the end of it, there's a Dr. Oz talking about how people need to get their flu shot to protect everybody. He talks about the risks, but then he says he doesn't give his kids the flu shot because his wife won't let him. So we need to have parents out there stand up to the system. And if your kid happens to die of the flu shot, or has some complications afterward, get out there and talk about it. Don't be afraid to talk about it to warn other people. You don't want this happening to other people's children.
Well, exactly. And look, tetanus shot, even though they're caught spiking it more than anyone because they can really manipulate you in the genetics with that by adding pathogens to it. I won't go off on a jag about it. But a tetanus shot you could argue for, or a polio spreading you could argue. The flu, it's a hoax. It doesn't protect you.
Yeah. And I mean... What is a fever? What is that? That's actually your body trying to fight disease. So maybe you get the flu to clean out your system. Dr. Tenpenny had a theory on why people get the flu, and it's just maybe it's the way the body's.
My mother almost died when she got the flu shot 15 years ago.
Yeah.
My uncle almost died when he got the flu shot.
It's quite.
He didn't used to agree with me. He got it and got sicker than a dog. You know what's convincing everybody we're telling the truth? Not the research or the science. We have that. They get sick taking it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all.
Or your 18-month-old running around daddy, daddy, mommy, mommy. You take that third round of shots, Junior don't ever talk again. That'll wake you up. We don't want you to get woke up that way. Wake up by reading the documents. For God's sakes, warn everybody you know. God bless you. Hey, great job doing your report.
Thanks.
All right, we'll be back with your calls. We'll get the number up.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Every year we make resolutions to lose weight and get in shape. And the truth is, it's hard, even with diet and exercise, because of toxic food and our environment that is stressing our bodies more than ever before. Working with experts in nutrition and biochemistry, I found that super high-quality nutraceuticals, in addition to my diet and exercise, were the answers that synergistically worked. I can see the drastic changes every day with the amount of weight I've lost, my increased stamina, and more of a twinkle in my eye. That's why we are now so excited to launch the InfoWars Life Resolution Pack, combining three essential formulations: oxygen-based cleanser oxy powder, the Secret 12 bioavailable vitamin B12, and your choice of super female or super male vitality. Now all available at a discounted price to you and your family to bring in the new year and make 2015 a true success. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. 2015 is the year to do it, and it all starts at InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335. Are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Careful what you wish, you just might get it. But a call comes crashing down on King Nothing, on the world government. Well, I've got to say, I'm really ashamed of Western media in the U.S. and in Europe. Media censoring Muhammad cartoons amid Paris shooting. Kit Daniels, InfoWars.com. Radical leftist lesbian says right-wing extremists have killed more Americans than jihadists. I was just waiting for the Democrats to come out and say the problem is right-wingers. Homeland Security under Obama says they're not even worried about jihad. In fact, they came out today, the White House, and said this may not even be terror. Regardless of what really happened over in Paris, the fact that the White House would come out within hours, about 9 in the morning, and say, we're not sure this is terror, and then have the radical feminists, who are just women that want to tell women what to do, that's who they are. I mean, you know, they like to, I mean, you ought to see how the women just eat out of these ladies' hands, because they're the boss. They wear the pants.
It's not okay for a man to wear the pants, but if a lady wears them, well, that's why God had girls born in pants. Is that the boss? We the bosses, to quote Hop, one of my favorite children's movies. Radical, leftist, lesbian, right-wing extremists have killed more Americans than jihadists. I'm going to get to all that in a moment. And the full video report you heard me start ranting about, we didn't air the whole thing. It's on InfoWars.com. Please send it to everyone you know that's about to have children or has small children. If you're on an elevator at the grocery store and a lady's pregnant, warn them about vaccines. It's our job. Beg them. We've got to do it. But I want to hear from police, either off-duty, former police, current, military. What's your first take away? Do you have any questions? Do you buy the official story of this attack on that newspaper and the killing of the editor and the cartoonist during their weekly editorial meeting? Here's the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Or if you're in Paris or France, want to give us your take on it, 800-259-9231. I'm going to go right to your calls as soon as they come in. 800-259-9231. And they're going to bring in to me here in a few minutes, too. I've got some of the comments from folks that have come in on Twitter. Lewis is going to give me those, and I'm going to go over some of the comments of what people think at Real Alex Jones and what they're saying they think is going on. They've been tweeting at Real Alex Jones with hashtag the name of the newspaper. Charlie Hebdo. I still have trouble pronouncing that. Now, let's move into some of the other news that I have here in my stack. Hawaii breaks records. Winter weather breaks records again in Hawaii with cold weather. They've also, a few weeks ago, had snow on their mountaintops. Star Tribune reports that severe cold closes Duluth Ski Resort, wicked wind chills in the metro. But they're saying that that's global warming that is causing that. Kit Daniels wrote a story for InfoWars.com. Global warming fee added to California gas prices. Remember George Soros and everybody came out, Larry Summers in the White House came out and said, now it's time for carbon taxes because gas prices are down. You may accept it. Well, California just went ahead and did it. Global warming fee added to California gas prices before sales tax. Drivers now paying a tax on top of global warming tax. California drivers are now paying a global warming fee added to the price of gasoline before sales tax, forcing them to pay a tax on top of a tax. The state is charging gas retailers a new global warming cap and trade fee and paying it right to Al Gore and Clinton and other kingpins. It's got to be nice, doesn't it? And retailers are passing the cost on to consumers. But the consumer sales tax is calculated from the full pump price, which includes the cap and trade fee. You know, they're not smart here. They like to rub it in our face. Australia passed a carbon tax 4 years ago, but they passed a law that you couldn't tell people about it and couldn't add it onto the bill. Still, people backlash, and it's been partly repealed. Continuing here with news, House Republican files first plan to defund Obama immigration action. That's lawmaker in Alabama, Martha Robbie. So that's definitely a good move there. 10 earthquakes rock North Texas in 25 hours. Well, the answer is ban earthquakes. Have the TSA arrive. A lady jumped off an escalator 20 feet, killing herself. The answer is ban escalators. Texas seismologists investigate quakes near old Cowboys Stadium. Well, yeah, I mean, if people kill people with guns, you got to ban guns, so ban escalators. Now, here it is. Connecticut woman jumps to her death off mall escalator. It was 80 feet. I was going from memory. Connecticut police say they were investigating the death of a 25-year-old woman who jumped 80 feet off a moving escalator to her death at the Stanford Center Town Mall. Got to put up suicide nets like China. Those darn escalators, it's their fault. Those darn guns. All right, I'm going to your phone calls right now. Police, military, I want your take. If you've seen the footage of the shooters killing the cop, shooting the people, screaming Allah Akbar, they look pretty professional. They're doing military hand signs of come to me and rally point. This is where we're meeting. We're going. Let's go ahead and go to Wayne in Texas. former military, on the shooting topic. What do you think watching those videos?
Alex, it looks real to me. I mean, these guys are dressed in almost like a police SWAT outfit, and I think it's another precondition for us. Everything they roll out on us, they roll out over there first in Europe and in those Middle Eastern countries. So, you know, here we are once again with all the money that we spend on defense, open borders, no border patrol. You know, we've got all these issues that are being financed and they're not working. The war on drugs, not working, but we're financing it. And, you know, all these other schemes that they've dreamed up on us, this once again is just a preconditioning, that it's real. But, you know, all CIA is all over it, in my opinion.
Well, I mean, I couldn't say it any better, and there was a famous quote, I forget who said it, that when you make wars unprofitable, you will make wars impossible. You've got criminal interests worldwide playing countries and groups off against each other who make money and get power and who can take liberties out of global destabilization and crisis. It looks real to me. I don't think it's actors. I don't think it's a staged event. The question is then, who would really do this? Why would Al-Qaeda, who normally acts like a bunch of idiots when you see videos of them, be able to carry out 9/11 or speak perfect French and carry this operation out so well? This doesn't look like the normal boobies that we see in their own videos. What do you say?
No, not at all. And a matter of fact, I mean, we're admitted as training them. I mean, the American forces have trained these guys. The CIA has trained these guys. So why wouldn't they look like us? Or are they us? You know, is the CIA standing in front of you? Or is it Al-Qaeda that has been trained by those guys? Yeah, you know, you got to get down to these questions and say, you know, who's really behind it?
Well, Tony Schaefer, our frequent guest, who's also trained by the CIA and, of course, worked running major operations in Afghanistan, says that, quote, they were very professional, very organized. It was well-timed. You can't pull off something like this without military training. He said whoever they were highly trained in military tactics. So you got these two different Al-Qaedas. It doesn't make sense. Something is suspicious. Thank you, Wayne. Paul in Boston's former military. Then we'll talk to M in Washington as a police officer, and then Tom in Michigan. Paul, what do you think's going on here?
Alex, hi, first-time caller. You know what, Alex? I've been watching this video over and over again from that, I guess it's the shooting standpoint right out in front of the actual event of the assassination of that police officer. It's just a little unusual because you can see, like, if you watch it, you can see the fire of the gun, like, pin off the ground, and you can see, like, a spark off, like, say, cement. But, I mean, that could be calibrated to just, what's the word I'm thinking of some, like, a dud. But,
well, you know, I mean, I've done a lot of shooting videos, and I've slowed down the footage. And when you shoot at an angle like that, that's exactly what firearms do. You can kill somebody at about an inch away or 2 inches away with a rifle, point blank, with a handgun that's shooting blanks. Just the gas. And by the way, that's an untraceable way to kill somebody. I'm not telling anybody any secrets. I'm not telling killers any secrets. You can put like a 357 Magnum to somebody's head with a blank, and it will fire a gas into the person's brain, scrambling their brain. It'll shoot a hole through the skull if you put it snug up against them. And there's no ballistics because there is no bullet. But that's another day. Go ahead.
Right, where I see that he's wounded on the ground. Like, I'm saying from video, I mean, it seemed pretty clear that you didn't see, I'm not trying to be rude, not trying to be anything, like, no blood splurts or anything like that, even before, like, wherever this police officer was wounded. And I know you're saying that it looks real and stuff like that, and, you know, everyone has their opinion. It just looks a little, especially at that close range, you don't really see anything at the last resort of this terrorist
Well, I mean, I've shot a lot of wild hogs in the head and deer that I've wounded when you come up 20 minutes later and they're still alive. And I've shot them in the head, and then a lot of times there's not a lot of blood. It depends on how the bullet goes in. But when he shoots him in the head and he's there on the ground, 5 seconds later, you really don't see a bunch of blood, but that's pretty routine. I don't know. I mean, when you get to the point where you just don't believe anything's real, just because you don't trust the system, I don't know what to say.
Anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at Slingbow.com.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and Pro-EM-1 is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, Pro-EM-1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit Pro-EM-1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or Pro-EM-1.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flus, and other illnesses. Make sure you're not one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new product. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to help prevent bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to use daily, while powerful enough to help your own immune system destroy the causes of many serious diseases. Supernatural Silver has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver. The Science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Live together.
All right, let's talk to M in Washington, since he's a police officer, to give us his take on what we're seeing unfold in Paris, where the newspaper, the satirical newspaper like The Onion, it's not even as hardcore as The Onion, as irreverent as The Onion, got attacked, 12 dead, including two police officers. Who do you think has a motive in this? Do you see anything? What do you think watching the footage? What's your gut?
Yeah, good afternoon.
Well, welcome, Em. What's your view on this?
Well, it's obvious that the police officer was executed. I don't know if the coppers or the regular patrol officers carry weapons in Paris on duty. I couldn't tell from the footage, but
they do. Most of them carry guns.
Okay. Well, it's very obvious. I don't know why he didn't return fire. Maybe his arms were injured, but it's sad. I've been there. I lost a partner several years ago that was murdered by an illegal alien. So I've been there, and I feel for his family and co-workers. It's terrible, but I think you're right, Mr. Jones. You said several times in the past, I think we're going to see more of this around the world. And I know in my area we're training up to combat this problem. I mean, you don't know, if you've never been involved in a shooting, you don't know how you're going to react until you're there. But we are definitely trained to fight through it, get rid of the threat. And I know that we're all on alert. We've got heads on our swivel from the big town to a small town. Because
I can tell the police in Austin are on alert. They're really jumping now when I see them.
Well, this is the thing, though. In the area I work in, we work well with our the citizens. I mean, we're servants, and I'm grateful that most people in our area respect us and we respect them, and we don't have the issues that are going on in these bigger cities. So I'm thankful and blessed in that area, but I do think that there is going to be a war on police. I think there's going to be a war on just average citizens. I think that the globalists have an agenda, and let me tell you, fear breeds new rules, and people are willing to give up anything for freedom or for security, and that's what's scary, because you get neither.
Well, as best we can tell, a cop car pulled up and they shot him in the car, and then the cop basically fell out of the car, as best we can tell, and these shooters had amazing precision at up to 150 yards. They were shooting into moving vehicles, front windshields, and taking out the drivers. So just like Colonel Schaefer said, these people were highly trained, not your run-of-the-mill Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the officer, though, that was on the sidewalk when the guys got out of the car.
No, I understand. Yes, you're talking about that one that got shot in the head. Well, it's just horrible footage to watch. And then we're hearing how we have to give up free speech and give in to the threat. And we're hearing how we've got to give up our rights. No, we shouldn't give up any rights in the face of this. We should proliferate the right to use arms, whether it be by police or anybody else, so that an armed society can repel these type of bullies.
I agree, but let me just leave it on this note so that people can talk. Police officers, citizens, whatever. Listen, we can't give up our freedom. That is the goal that these elitists around the world want, and they're going to bring it by fear. And let me tell you, if you're going to be cowardly, and it's like these knuckleheads that keep saying, yeah, kill the police and all that, I guarantee you, if somebody's kicking down their door at 2:00 in the morning, they're going to be cowering in their corner, urinating themselves, trying to call 911. And you know what? We're going to show up regardless of how they feel about us, because that's our job. So the people that are protesting police, I don't really listen to them. I mean, a lot of them are I think, like you said, they're silver spoon babies. You know, they have nothing better to do than complain, and they don't like to be told what to do. And we have a segment of society that is that way. They do not like to be held accountable, and they don't like to be told when they make mistakes.
Well, sure, the type of guys that are the street thugs shooting cops will beat up an old man because it's an easy target, or knock out some old lady. And, you know, next they'll be preying on, their own mom. But, yeah, a lot of the people online shooting their mouths off, they're like video game heads. I'm not saying all video game heads are bad. I'm just saying they tend to be video game heads, because we've gone back and looked at their handles and who they are. And they're in a fantasy land, so they think it's manly to talk about killing people, when I guarantee you, if they blew somebody's brains out, they'd start throwing up. Or they wouldn't even have the nerve to pull the trigger, you know, in the real world. Or once they did, they'd realize it wasn't a video game, and they would start crying for mommy. And that's why so many people say, let's just get a civil war going. Well, that's obviously what the globalists want. That's why we've got to stop it. God bless you. Be safe out there. We appreciate your call, M.
Tom in Michigan, former military, wants to comment on the Paris shooting. Mark is a former police and military, wants to talk about the shooting. Steve Pachinik's going to pop in for 15 minutes to give his take. And then we're going to go right to Mark and Tom, and then a few other news articles that I haven't hit yet. But I cannot believe U.S. and European newspapers are censoring these cartoons now. That's why we've been sending them out on my Twitter. Please retweet them. Real Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Certainly was the darkest hour in the last 4 years as Al-Qaeda forces killed non-radical Islams, Christians, Jews, you name it, in Syria to destabilize the region, then blew back into Iraq. Complex oil war going on between Russia, Saudi Arabia, the United States, and others. I see it as a war not just against Russia, but also against independent producers here in the U.S. But there's a lot of different things happening. I'm going to plug this just briefly. There's a limited amount of these books. It's an e-book. We have a limited amount available at InfoWarsStore.com. Steve Pachinik talks. And it is a thick book on every subject you can imagine. This is my
hand-signed one that he sent me. We have a limited amount of these at InfoWarsStore.com. They will sell out in a matter of minutes now that I'm plugging them. Guaranteed, it'll be sold out in 15 minutes the amount we have. You can go to StevePachinik.com and buy up the rest of them because it's an e-book. He only did a limited run of this handsome, thick, soft cover. Steve Pachinik speaks, or Steve Pachinik talks. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. But that's not why he joins us just for about 10, 15 minutes. Then I'm going to go to Mark, Tom, Mike, and others. I wanted to just out of the gates. He has a lot of sources and intelligence agencies all over the world. Co-wrote some books with Tom Clancy, former head of psychological operations for the State Department, ran the Camp David Accords, helped found the Delta Force. You know who he is. Came out and told us about the Bin Laden situation 12 years before it turned out to be accurate. Exposed 9/11 as a stand down, bare minimum. He joins us, former member of the Council on Foreign Relations before he resigned. He joins us. I don't know what he's going to say. I don't know his view. I didn't know Wayne Madsen's view earlier. From the Twitter comments at Real Alex Jones, I'm hearing people think it's Israel. That's about a third of the Twitter comments, or they think it's fake and TV fakery. Sandy Hook was fake. We had blue screens and the kids going in circles in and out of the building, and it wasn't even really a real school. That we can prove is fake. Some stuff is fake, but this looks real to me. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Steve Pachinik, Dr. Steve Pachinik, can correct me. Doc, I don't know your view on this, but give us your first approximation, or maybe you've talked to your sources and know what happened. What are you hearing about what went on in Paris?
Alex, it's always a pleasure to come on your show, but let me tell you, I grew up in France, in Toulouse, and I'm looking at one of the cartoons which literally implies exactly what is going to happen. We are always on alert, and we want to wish you a happy new year. Until the end of January, we have not been attacked so far. So from my point of view, this is a highly provocative newspaper cartoon. It's not about freedom of speech. It is about provocation. It is about instigation. In the world of intelligence, this type of agitation propaganda cartoon would require an attack by al-Qaeda. Whether it was a Yemeni or not, that's not as relevant as the fact that I think it is a major distraction, this attack, from the real problem that Hollande has in France, which is a major bankruptcy of the economy, the fact that Hollande has been a total disaster, the fact that socialism is a disaster, the unemployment is up into the 20s, the fact the euro is falling repeatedly, oil is going down. So this, to me, is nothing more than an opportune occasion for distraction, intentionally or unintentionally. It's not relevant. But the French have a very good intelligence system. It's called the Deuxième Bureau. They know exactly what to do. They know how to go in to after people. And they have anywhere from about 6 to about 15 million legal and illegal first, second, and third generation Moroccans, Algerians, and Maghreb Muslims. They know the problems are there, but the real issue at hand is not the freedom of speech. This is absolute nonsense. What this was, these cartoons, as I'm looking at them, are nothing more than incredible agitation propaganda on the part of the French, which reflects no ability to express freedom of
speech. So what is the point of the agitprop? We know
the agitprop was that to distract from a much major, much more severe problem. Europe is falling apart. France and Germany cannot get along. Germany has warned repeatedly under Merkel that France must remain under a sphere program. France cannot do it. France is bankrupt in effect. Their sovereign funds are almost empty. They cannot maintain.
So are you saying Hollande or the French intelligence may have staged this?
Well, I don't know if they staged it, but they certainly allowed it to happen, because here's a cartoon that says so far, hey, we're okay until the end of January, and lo and behold, they got attacked just at the point.
And by the way, I haven't seen all those, and I don't speak French like you do.
No, you don't speak French, but if you look at the various cartoons, you can see this is far more than freedom.
Well, that's breaking news. I mean, can you tell me what issue that is so we can find it?
Well, it's the latest issue. It's literally the one that says, toujours attendons en France. That means attendez. That means wait. Watch. We are okay till the end of January. We haven't been attacked so far.
And literally, if that's not an invitation for an attack, either intentional or unintentional, I would be surprised.
Well, I mean, it did come out when this first broke 3 years ago that this facility is connected to the CIA and British intelligence. But, I mean, a lot of stuff's connected to intelligence.
Well, if this was intelligence, I would say this is very poor intelligence. Because when you do agitation propaganda, you don't really have to go out of your way and show a Muhammad, the holy prophet Muhammad, as a gay. You don't have to say that the intelligence, it shows our effectiveness, be it French, British, or American, just the way we did in 9/11. This is, shows you such immaturity in terms of intelligence and in freedom of speech that, you know, this was just waiting to happen, whether it was intentional or not.
Sure. Let me shift gears and throw a curveball at you. Huge news breaking with Clinton and others connected to this big financier, convicted of pedophilia, with dungeons in the Caribbean and all this. I mean, clearly some of that stuff's going on. The royal family connected to it. But the question is, why is it all coming out now? It just reeks of an internal power structure blackmail war. And notice this has gotten that out of the papers. Do you have any intel on that?
Well, what I would say, and I wrote it this way, is that Alan Dershowitz, who's been the puppet boy for the Israeli lobby repeatedly, has been attacked. And this is, let's say, the way of the system retaliates to say, okay, enough is enough. Israel is out of control. You, Al Dershowitz, you're out of control. You've been denigrated. Your legitimacy is in question. At the same time, it's a clear message to Hillary Clinton and the Clinton family in general to stand down. Under no condition should she proceed to run in the elections, because this is only the beginning of what's going to come out in the future, and it's going to be much worse, because Bill Clinton will be the one person who will literally deny Hillary Clinton the presidency of the United States. He did it in 2008. He will do it again in 2016. His narcissism is so malignant that he cannot help but destroy Hillary Clinton in the process. And that's what he's doing. And
well, it's a bad sign that they've been defending this pedophile, and so have the royals circling the wagons.
Well, you know, the royal family isn't royal. It's a German family. They're not very bright. They're quite stupid. The real royal family is really the Queen Mother, who was Scottish, and Diane Spencer. That's royal. The Windsors are nothing more than the name of the building in which they live in. Most of them are German, and they are total idiots. They have nothing to do, but if Britain wants to pay for idiots to be there...
Well, you know, that's actually true. You know, most of Queen Elizabeth's brothers and sisters are mentally ill because of the inbreeding and have to be locked up.
Well, they're stupid. I mean, whatever the reason is, if you want to pay a fortune and then England can't afford it, they're going to be leaving the euro, and the pound is not all that great. England has not been moving, and they have a very serious unemployment problem. You want to pay that kind of money for idiots? That's your prerogative. I don't believe in it. The United States didn't believe in it. We fought three wars against Britain, one in 1776, the second one in 1812, and the third one in the Civil War. So we don't need to talk about Britain. France is a problem. France has to get its act together, but I think it will be totally bankrupt. Germany.
Well, you made an astute statement there. It is on record, but most people don't know it, deep in the histories, that British intelligence did stir up the South and kicked off the whole Civil War and then denied the South the armaments they promised them once it started. But that didn't end up working.
No, British intelligence was the one that literally wanted us to be broken apart. It did not want a republic, because a republic would have been a very severe threat to its financial interests, mercantile. And then subsequently, Queen Victoria was the greatest drug pusher in the world.
Sure, opium.
You know, they talk about her as the great with Adam. No, she was the greatest drug pusher in the world, with opium and cocaine coming right out of China. So the nonsense of Britain is really the nonsense of Britain. More importantly, we have to understand where America stands in this and the fact that we are not threatened by these acts. If we do stupid things like the CIA torture or the stand down, or our military goes out of its way to facilitate stupid acts, then we will pay, you know, the price that we need to pay, and we will internally punish our own people. But as far as France is concerned, they have a very good intelligence system and they have a very strong national police force. But for me to believe that this was accidental or unintentional, it's very hard, given the fact that I'm reading these cartoons in French, and they're way out of proportion. This is beyond disrespectful, any religion. If you put Christianity in the same position, you would be ashamed and appalled.
Are you saying it's beyond the public financing of Piss Christ?
I'm sorry?
Remember the famous crucifix in urine?
Yes, I know the man. I know the man who did it. He was a friend of Blumberg. It was a Brooklyn museum. It was ridiculous. It did nothing more than to get his name in the paper, and nobody remembered it.
No, I know, but I mean, here's what I'm saying. It is true that there's a lot of anti-Islam stuff meant to be provocative, and it gets ignored.
Anti-Christianity, too.
Sure, sure, but I mean, this did get a lot of attention at the time, and it appeared they were hyping this up. If this was a long-term operation, what is the point? You've seen the video, obviously, of the shooters. They look very professional. Colonel Schaefer says they look like above Al-Qaeda. Who do you think they are? I mean, any ideas?
I think they're very well-trained Yemeni, whether they're supported by the French, who have very strong presence in the Maghreb and in Yemen, near Saudi Arabia. The French have had the Foreign Legion, which is in Côte d'Ivoire, and in Calvi, in Corsica. You know, the French have allowed this to happen. It's as simple as that. This is not anything that's, you know, a higher order of intelligence. It occurred in Toulouse when you had a soul bomber who shot several Orthodox Jews. That was real. And now, Hollande, and classically, you have a country that is in such severe, I can't tell you how bad shape France is in, that it's beyond redemption. If they don't get rid of Hollande, they don't get rid of the socialist system, they don't get rid of the...
Well, yeah, they have 100% tax... 101% tax on the basically nouveau riche now. Why? And then the socialists have been caught with secret Swiss bank accounts, and they don't pay the taxes, just like, you know, the rat from New York. Al Sharpton wants to raise my taxes, but he owes $5.5 million.
That's correct. But why would you want to stay in France unless you're on welfare? Most of the people there are looking for retirement. Even the young kids in their 50s right now, when they go into 20... when they come into the workforce to the age of 20 to 50, they're looking at about retirement. There is no money in France. The euro is not worth anything. You're talking about the collapse of the euro. This is way beyond anything.
You've been saying that for years, but now every demographic shows it. When is it coming in, and what will it cost?
Well, it's coming now. The euro has been falling from 1.34 to 1.19. It'll go down way below 1 because the price of oil, they're not able to grow. There is absolutely no growth capacity within France. The unemployment has always been a secret. If you want to talk about freedom of speech, the fact is the French government has been one of the biggest liars and miscreant behavior in the world, including Sarkozy and the socialists. They've been putting around factories all over France, shutting them down, and then declaring they were bankrupt. And the nuclear power, they really can't produce very much. Airbus is about the only plane that will be sold at this price, at a much lower value of the euro.
No, I know. They are falling apart.
No,
and then Germany's gone off a demographic cliff. They're dying. I tell you, it's...
Spain, Italy. Right now, Italy has 45% unemployment. Spain has 25% unemployment. Portugal, 25% unemployment. Sweden is anti-Islam. Holland, anti-Islam. Britain, anti-Islam. France has just begun to see the beginnings of what anti-Islam is. Every day you can go to Paris or Toulouse or Bordeaux or any city and you will see protests either against working, against the system, or pro-Islam, anti-Islam. The country's dysfunctional.
Just a bunch of idiots fighting with each other. Yeah, I've talked to a family that's been over to France lately and who've been there many times, and they say there'll be a leak in the hotel pouring water and no one wants to fix it. Everyone's on vacation. The police aren't working. I mean, it's just a joke.
It is a joke, but unfortunately it's a sad joke that can spill over into the United States. Our job is to make sure that our consular officials do not give visas at the appropriate time. And those who want to leave France can leave France to other parts of the world. But I've told my family repeatedly they should leave over 30 years, and they don't listen. So that's up to them.
Wow.
My point of view is this has been going on for well over 20 to 30 years. But when you look at the cartoon, Alex, let me tell you, in French, this is really disgusting. It's disgusting because it's not humorous. It's not in any way satirical. It is nothing more than an insult to Jews, to Muslims, to everyone.
There's nothing but a slap in the face, but...
It's beyond a slap in the face. You don't have to call, you know, Mohammed. You don't have a Catholic church that was once dominant in France. Believe me, they would come back after you with revenge that you've never seen. And the French were no sweethearts during the war. Remember, they took out 74,000 Jews without the Germans asking them to do anything. So the French have a very strong history of collaboration, of surrender, ineffectualness, and war. They've never won a war since Napoleon, and Napoleon wasn't French. He was Corsican. So this nonsense that we see now is nothing more than a distraction, which is a far greater problem than France.
All right. Well, Dr. Pechenik, thank you so much for the time. Again, your e-book is available for download at stevepechenik.com. A limited number have been printed, and they'll be sold, I predict, in the next few minutes. Dr. Pechenik, thanks for the time.
Thank you, Alex. Thanks, everybody else.
You bet. Bye. Always interesting. That guy really knows his history. Interesting guest to pop in. We appreciate him coming on. Tom and Mark and a few others are our final callers. We're going to come back in the next segment and talk to Tom in Michigan, former military, wants to give his take on the shootings in Paris. Mark also is a former police and military, wants to give his take. We'll go to both of you when we come back after this three-minute break. Briefly, more importantly than buying the books, the videos, the Molon Labe t-shirts, all that's how we fund the operation. These reporters, these cameras, the bandwidth bills, all of it. We do it because you support us. You are the reason InfoWars is here. That's why I don't like you thanking me. I want to thank you. And I want to thank you for spreading the word and telling friends and family about InfoWars.com, about PrisonPlanet.com, sending the link to the free video feeds for the show at InfoWars.com/show, telling friends and family about the local AM and FM affiliates, the station you're listening to us on right now, supporting those stations. All of that is what makes it possible, and your prayers are even more important. So thank you all, listeners, affiliates, sponsors, and the good Lord above for sending us his son, Jesus Christ, and just all the blessings, and for saving a poor sinner like me. It's just amazing to be here. We're all honored here at the office for the great responsibility that you placed on us. We love you. We'll be back.
Managing your business and customers isn't easy, huh? SnapForce Customer Relationship Software may be just what you need. SnapForce CRM is a software solution that helps you manage everything important about your customers, from sales to marketing to service and support. All of your customer information is right there at your fingertips for easy access. It's time to take control of your business in a snap. Get your free trial at SnapForce.com. That's SnapForce.com. SnapForce.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is a serious topic for all men. Every single man listening may have a prostate problem if he lives long enough. That's right. All of us men may suffer from a prostate problem, like urinating more often, waking at night to urinate, or problems with intimacy. That's why every man needs to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-964-7470. Prostate problems may not be an issue of if. They can be an issue of when. Super Beta Prostate's ingredient is clinically shown to reduce urges to urinate, reduce waking at night to go, and help improve intimacy. Call for your free bottle. Just call 1-800-964-7470. That's 1-800-964-7470. Call 1-800-964-7470.
Final segment of the main broadcast. I may do some internet-only overdrive into the fourth hour. I want to go to Tom and Mark and others. But an article that was on Infowars.com yesterday on the front page is still there. Scroll down to the bottom. Middle East officials question, quote, convenient mistakes of U.S. airdrops to Al-Qaeda. So our military refuses to fight for Al-Qaeda, so now they get ordered to airdrop supposedly to the Kurds and others, but it's always to Al-Qaeda. Missiles, hand grenades, huge crates of machine guns. United States military portrays the recent weapons and supplies by ISIS as entirely accidental. And then the article by Brandon Tuberville from Activist Post goes through a bunch of links to mainstream news admitting it. In mainstream news, Arab officials that aren't for Al-Qaeda see how obvious it is. So see, you see open collusion right there. It's just everywhere. And it doesn't mean our whole government. Our own military has been saying no and blowing the whistle. I've had the folks that fly the aircraft on the show. And then they get subpoenaed by the Justice Department. So don't say people would speak out if this was happening. They are speaking out. Let's go to Mark and then Tom. Mark in Texas, former police. What's your view on this? What's your gut level response or any other things you've seen?
Well, it's my gut level response that this is definitely the Islamic State or ISIS, whatever you want to call them, is very precise and all that. But actually, you actually stole my thunder just now, because I was going to say that what's happening is this government, okay, our illustrious government, is supplying, supporting, arming, and even training ISIS in the name of some kind of, what did they call themselves? The Syria, the Free Syrian Army, which is, of course, yes. Okay? And what's happening is, it's kind of like, let's say you have a neighbor who's an exterminator, and he puts a bunch of hornets, a nest of hornets in your house, okay? And wow, you know, he can't control those hornets, but the hornets are going to do what they normally do, and they're going to start stinging people and all that, okay? So now you're going to run over to your neighbor, and you're going to get that exterminator, and you're going to say, oh, can you please come and get rid of the hornets for me? This is basically what they're doing. They're letting these people loose. They're overthrowing non-Islamic nations, you know, like secular Arab nations. And then they're coming into this country and into France and England, and they say, oh, you know what? We got to set up the TSA. We got to fill you up. We got to get you go through radiation. All through stuff. We're going to have a police state. We're going to arm the police like no longer peace officers, but more like a military force. Okay? All that for your safety, because we've got to protect you from the big bad ISIS. In the meantime, they're trying to take away our guns. One thing that keeps America safe, really, is an armed citizenry. And unfortunately, a lot of police unions, including the one I used to belong to, believe in disarming the American people and just having them armed, themselves armed. So that's what it basically comes down to. And like I said, it's basically like you definitely, just looking at them, look at the precise, I know that ISIS is pretty well trained and probably unfortunately from our own special forces. And this is what you have. And I'm sorry to say it like that, but unfortunately, why they do it, I think they just want control. They want to take away our freedoms in this country. And
that's it. We have a criminal class that infests major Western governments, that is working with one hand, radical Islam as a pretext to take our freedoms. It's very, very simple. And then we'll have our troops go out and actually fight the jihadis they've helped create. It's not saying they're not real. It's not saying there's not a real war. It's just that it's on record now that it's being stirred up and given oxygen by the establishment. I'm going to go to break, come back to Tom in Michigan, hit a few final points, but that's it for the main transmission. Some stations do carry the fourth hour. Nightly news is tonight, 7 o'clock Central at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
But the worst people get control and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative to join Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.